I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's not making top news headlines, but Sri Lanka is facing its worst flooding in over a decade. Torrential rains have pounded the small island nation over the past week, leaving over 180 dead and over 500,000 displaced. Through their church network, though, Asian Access, or A2, will be helping people rebuild their lives. A2's Adrian DeVisser.
At a time of disaster, people are so desperate. And as a church, we don't want to take advantage of that by presenting the gospel. But what we want to do is, in a moment like this, is to show that we really love and care, come alongside and care for them.
Interested in how you can come alongside these vulnerable people? Well, you can learn more about Asian Access's work and how you can support it at missionnews.org. And collaboration is part of World Missionary Press's DNA as they equip believers with scripture booklets to share. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says last May, they partnered with Souls for Jesus to send 6,000 pairs of shoes and over 1 million booklets to Zambia. Their contact on the ground was thankful.
He also said in a follow-up email that they were able to get into villages that had been resistant to them to just come in and share the gospel. But this gift of shoes was the opening, and then they were able to share the gospel.
This year, the ministries are partnering again to reach Botswana and Burkina Faso. Williams says,
pray for the distribution in the field because these people in these countries are waiting. They've got teams prepared. And then just pray for the distribution and the sowing of the seed. Once we get things going, the journey has just started. This is just the first part of it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.